there's actually a physiologic change in the brain that occurs as a result of becoming spiritually oriented, spiritually committed, joining spiritual groups, practicing spiritual principles, just simply praying, genuflecting, all things that are symbolic of acknowledgement of the presence of God as divinity, begin to transform you. So you begin to experience and see the world differently. A lot of people live in pride. So let's say spiritually oriented people, 500 and over, the chances are probably 90% that you're relatively happy. You're so used to being happy that if you're not happy for a moment, you think you're unhappy. When you get a negative thought like that, you ask God to remove it. Dear God, please help me to get over this angry thought, replace it by a pleasant thought. And of course, I believe calling upon God is the most powerful and effective energy field that's available to you. And then because of divinity, you then have the courage to speak to another human being about the fact that you're feeling down. And you get a chance to talk about it. And when you talk about it, somehow the feeling diminishes. Any feeling that you have, if you talk about it, eventually you run it out. You can only feel so depressed about a certain number of things. And after you get through talking about it, you sort of work out the depression. And of course, that's one of the reasons psychotherapy works, is that you have a chance to share your concerns with another human being. And a psychotherapist has your well-being as his primary goal, or her primary goal. So it's useful. And I think almost everybody has found out that it's useful in many situations, in prisons and jails, and when you're in the service, you're far from home, and you're in boot camp, and your family's there, and you're homesick, and you share your homesickness with others, and it disappears it.